Hi, Professor. Do you have a minute? I know your office hours just ended, but I wanted to come speak to you. Is now a good time? Great. Thank you so much. I'm so sorry for the inconvenience. I'll just close the door behind me so no one thinks you're still available. So, what I wanted to talk to you about was my grade for this class. Yes. Right. Oh, thank you. Yes, I kind of knew you thought of me as a good student. And I know my grades are okay. But see, I really, really want an A in this class. I know you said the first day that you take high grades seriously and that none of your students gets an A without genuinely earning it. And I'm sure that you know that you have a bit of a reputation among the students for being kind of firm. I mean, not like firm in general, just about grades. But I wondered if you could make an exception and push up my grade if I could give you some special motivation. No, Professor, I'm not just trying to sweet talk my way into an A. I know people sometimes come to you and try even more desperate things. I also know they never work on you. There's a rumor that someone offered you a blowjob if you would round or grade up by just 1 point, and you still said no. I don't know if it's true, but oh, really? It's happened more than once? Wow. That's impressive. That's some serious resolve on your part. I mean, I bet it must get pretty tempting, like if you're all alone here in your office, maybe with a hot co-ed who kind of has a thing for you. It would be so easy to just go with the flow, especially if she makes it clear that she wants to blow you. I don't think any of my guy friends would be able to turn down an offer like that. You clearly have upstanding character and a strong moral code. No, I know flattery won't help in my case. I know it won't change your mind. And don't get me wrong, you're actually an attractive guy, but my plan isn't come here and ask you to let me suck you off for an A. But I thought maybe, since you're a scientist, that sound, firm scientific argument might be able to change your mind. So, like we learned about with the foundation of scientific method, my case starts from an observation and builds to a hypothesis, and then experiments to test those hypotheses. The first observation that I've noticed you looking at my feet in class, and the hypothesis that I formed based on that, is that you like feet, maybe even my feet in particular. So, like any good scientific experiment, I set about to test this hypothesis against more data. I started wearing different types of shoes and socks to class, tried sitting in different positions, and so on. I even tried comparing different shades of toenail polish to see if that would affect things. I couldn't find anything there, but I did notice that when I sat with my legs crossed so you could watch my foot up the aisle from the lecture hall, you looked at me a lot more often than on the control days. You have this totally astonished look, but I assure you I'm completely serious. This notebook I'm holding isn't my regular lab notebook. It's where I've been tracking data for this little side project. That's right, I'm actually still collecting it. I know you might think it's rude of me to sit with my feet up on your desk like this, and I know if it did, it would come across as cocky, overconfident, or just disrespectful of authority. But it's actually a controlled trial. I've been counting how many times you break eye contact to look at my feet. 36 so far. Oops, make that 37. I think it's good evidence for my hypothesis that there's another prediction to test. I also predict if I were to slowly use one foot to ease the other shoe off, it should elicit a heightened response. And it looks like that's confirmed too. I dropped my shoe. Would you be willing to pick it up for me? Or should I just take the other one off as well? Oh, look at you, Professor. I think you're a little impressed by my experimental rigor. But you seem pretty taken aback, too. Kind of like you're waiting for the other shoe to drop, maybe? There it went. I'm guessing from that surprised blush on your face that you never had a conversation like this with a student. You have a couple of choices for what happens next. One option is you can pick up my shoes and give them to me, and I'll put them back on and go away, and you can try to pretend this conversation never happened. The other option is to further my education by by allowing me to continue my experiment. I mean, that's really what you're here for, right? It's all about the growth of young minds. If that happens to involve the growth of a throbbing erection, that's not really your fault. Who are you to stand in the way of my education? I think you're going to pick option two. That's the next prediction of my hypothesis mix. And the observation I was hoping to use to test it is the way you're intently watching me wiggle my toes. Based on that, I hypothesize that you will be more than willing for me to let you have a nice close-up look at my feet. So is my hypothesis correct, Professor? I thought so. I'll just get a little closer now, so you can see them better. I'm going to move your chair back a little. Set up the next phase of the experiment. The next prediction I wanted to test, she'll let me sit right here on your desk and put my feet up right on your chest. The logical link from fetish to hypothesis is that you'll like looking at my feet. Therefore, you'll be willing to allow me to do things to let you get closer to them. By contrast, another person with no foot fetish would try to stop me from doing that. Let's test this. Phase one. Put my foot squarely on your chest. And phase two, the other foot joins it. Looks my prediction is confirmed. Well, tentatively anyway. I guess this could be a type 1 error, you think? A potentially false positive? Let's try phase 3 to rule that out. I'm going to slide this foot up slowly, up the side of your neck and onto your face. The hypothesis that you like feet predicts that you will allow me to do that and just enjoy it. If that hypothesis is wrong, the null hypothesis predicts that you'll stop me. I mean, all things being equal, I wouldn't be able to do this with just anyone. Here goes. And there, my toes rest up right against your nose. You're definitely blushing a little bit more, but you're not trying to move away. Interesting. I wonder what would happen if I try to slide this toe between your lips. Ah, is that another little gasp? What an interesting observation. I expected you to enjoy this, but not that much. What an interesting result. Let's move on to the next experiment. My hypothesis predicts that if I take off my socks, it's going to turn you on even more because you'll be able to see my pretty bare feet. Let me just move the detector in place. There. I've got my foot aligned perfectly with the center of your groin. A little off to the left, just barely making contact with you. Now I'll just take this foot off your face. Peel that sock off nice and slow. I need you to just watch me doing it while I monitor your reaction and collect observations. Yeah, I can definitely feel you getting hard. Prediction confirmed. Not as firm as you, though. Wow. Do you like my pedicure? Now I know that wasn't perfect methodology. There's definitely some sources of potential uncertainty. Specifically, it's possible that I changed the outcome by measuring it. It might just be that you got a little harder just because I was touching your penis. And that showing you my pretty toes wasn't the real cause. I think I might have a way to confirm whether or not that's the case, though. A little follow-up experiment. The way it works is that I'm going to take the foot fetish effect out of the procedure and see if the result is the same. So what I want you to do now, as I take off my shirt, is keep your eyes focused on my tits. Will you do that for me, please? I wore this lacy red bra to try to make it easier for you to keep your focus there. Excellent. I'm going to reach down with my hand and give you a little feel. Yeah, you're definitely getting harder. But I can't tell if it's responding at the same rate or not. Results inconclusive. I guess we need another follow-up experiment, huh? You know, I actually have a design in my head for another experiment. The only thing is I'm going to need access to your cock to do it. Will you help me with that, Professor? I mean, I'm not asking you to change my grade here. I'm not trying to, like, seduce you so I can blackmail you. Really? I just want you to take your cock out so that you can help me with my experiment methodology. Please? Thanks, Professor. That's perfect. It's actually a really nice cock you have there. Don't get me wrong. It's not like I was expecting something small. I'm impressed. It's so hard. It's so big. I can feel it throbbing. Yeah, I can feel it against my skin. Even with this foot that still has a sock on. You should probably take that sock off, though. We wouldn't want any interface to make the detector less sensitive. Unless, of course, you're going to tell me that you prefer the feeling of my cute sock toes sliding up and down your shaft. Even though my bare feet are so soft and silky. But then if you're willing to admit that, my hypothesis is confirmed without any more experiences needed. Yes, that's much better, thanks. That didn't take much convincing, huh? Interesting. You know, I've been actually practicing this motion for the past few weeks on a bottle in my room, but it's so much hotter to feel my feet sliding up and down the shaft of a hard, throbbing cock like yours. What was that? Oh, the experiment. I didn't tell you when it happened. I was afraid of biasing the outcome. This foot job isn't part of the experiment. I'm actually just enjoying what I have access to now. The actual experiment was testing the prediction that if I tempted you with a foot job, I could convince you to take your cock out and let me play with it. I guess that prediction was confirmed too, huh? So much pre-cum already. Wow. So anyway, that's my extra credit project, Professor. I hypothesize that you have a thing for feet. I collected observations, formulated a hypothesis, and tested that hypothesis. My experimental results support the conclusion that you do indeed have a foot fetish. I've supported that conclusion by showing my feet get you excited, hard, horny, and that you really enjoy receiving foot jobs. Are you impressed enough by my report to raise my grade to an A? Or should I just give up and leave now? Really? I'm so glad to hear you say yes. Thanks, Professor. I knew I could count on you to be a real man of science and recognize the value of hard data when you see it. Kind of like how you can count on me to recognize a hard scientist when I see one, like you. You know, as long as I'm here, can I ask you for one more little favor? It's just, well, my boyfriend broke up with me 2 weeks ago and I've been really horny. To be honest, doing all this hard science with you has got me kind of worked up. Kind of really worked up. And now that I've seen your cock, I'm really curious what it would feel like. I mean, not just to touch it, but to feel it being put to proper use. Would you help me make some observations? Please? All I'm really asking you for is to take my jeans off. Bend me over your desk in the name of science and education. Is that really too much to ask for?